Saskatoon, the Filipino community in Saskatoon woke up to an incident that took place in Vancouver, as messages of support poured in for their Kababayans, countrymen, who were impacted by the act of violence on Saturday, April 26. A black SUV plowed into the crowd as everyone was leaving after the Lapu Lapu Day festival on Fraser Street in the Kensington Cedar Cottage neighborhood. Filipino-Canadian Association of Saskatchewan co-president Jenilyn Santos Ong said they joined the Vancouver Filipino community in mourning and offered their support to their countrymen, especially to the families of the victims. "I'm shocked and saddened to hear about the tragic incident in Vancouver. The festival was supposed to celebrate our culture, our heritage, and part of our independence. To have that just affected and impacted by such a negative incident is terrible," Santos Ong told Sask Today. "I know a lot of Filipinos here in the community are feeling the same, so I'm making sure to reach out to family members and friends in Vancouver. For the most part, we're hearing that some people are safe, but there are still others who are unsure if they were impacted at all." She added that FILCAS is taking the lead in gathering various organizations within the Filipino community to explore how they can support the needs of their counterparts in British Columbia, particularly Filipinos in Vancouver and festival organizers. The Saskatoon Triskelion Regional Council, a Filipino organization that promotes brotherhood and sisterhood and whose members consistently volunteer at Filipino community events, also offered its support to Vancouver's Filipino community after the shocking incident. "This incident dampened what was supposed to be a festive event, celebrating Filipino culture and sharing that spirit with everyone in Vancouver. Our hearts go out to our countrymen who are affected, whether directly or indirectly, by this tragic incident. The STRC had reached out to our Triskelion brothers and Sigma sisters to ask what we can provide as support," they said in a statement. Lapu Lapu is a 16th-century chief and is considered the first Filipino hero, well known for killing the Portuguese explorer Ferdinand Magellan in the Battle of Mactan in 1521. His men defeated the Magellan-led Spanish forces on the beach of Mactan Island. Vancouver Interim Police Chief Steve Rye, in a press briefing, confirmed that 11 people were killed and dozens more were injured. He added that the death toll could rise, after some of those who were injured are in critical condition. The victims were aged 5 to 65. The incident happened a few minutes after Filipino-American rapper Apple Diap, Alan Pineda Lindo and a member of the hip-hop group Black Eyed Peas, finished performing on stage. He took to social media to offer his condolences to the victims. "Our hearts are broken for the victims, their families, and everyone affected by the tragedy at the Lapu Lapu Festival. It's hard to describe the shock and the heaviness we feel. Thank you to everyone who checked in. Your love means the world," he posted on Instagram. "Please keep the victims, their families, and the organizers in your prayers. They need all the love and strength they can get right now. The one thing I have noticed, from the audience to the messages sent around, is the sense of community that wraps its loving arms around us. We love you all." Officials show solidarity. Liberal leader Mark Carney, who made a campaign stop in Saskatoon after visiting Vancouver, Premier Scott Moe, and opposition leader Carla Beck, in separate statements, said they joined the country in offering their solidarity to the Filipino community in Vancouver, most especially to the families of those affected by the tragedy. "I know everyone in this room, across the country, and myself, our hearts go out to the friends and families of those affected. It's a terrible loss in a very tight-knit community, the Filipino community, in the Lower Mainland, the Filipino community here in Saskatoon, the 1 million-strong Filipino community across Canada, and all of Canada in this senseless loss. Our hearts go out to that. I mentioned this morning that there is a tradition in the Filipino community called Bayanihan. In some aspects, it means a broader family of people coming together to unite for a common purpose. We need to draw on that strength," said Carney on Sunday, April 27, at the Pact Gather local market. Mo, in a statement posted on X, Twitter, thanked the first responders for assisting everyone in need, as the provincial government offers its support and sends a message of condolences to the Filipino community in Vancouver. I am heartbroken for the Filipino-Canadian community and those who were killed and injured in last night's horrible and senseless attack in Vancouver. Thank you to all the first responders for your heroic efforts in responding to this tragedy. Saskatchewan extends our deepest condolences to the family, friends and community of those lost, said Mo. Beck also took to X, Twitter, to offer their support, adding that this is a time for Filipinos to come together as a community and know that they also have the support of all Canadians during these terrible times. My heart goes out to the Filipino-Canadian community after the horrific attack last night at the Lapu-Lapu Festival in Vancouver. I want to offer my deepest condolences to the families and friends of the 9 people killed and so many more injured. I would like to thank the heroic emergency responders who rushed to the scene to save lives, while many others fled in search of safety. There will be so much pain and devastation in the days and weeks ahead. This will be a time to pull together and support the incredible Filipino community as they deal with an unimaginable loss, said Beck. Organizer's nightmare. Cy Stewart, an event organizer in Saskatoon, offered her condolences to the families and extended her message of support to the Filipino community. She knows how the event organizers feel right now, as safety is one of the logistical concerns for every coordinator and is part of the planning stage they undertake with local authorities. She added that either the organizers and participating vendors hire security personnel or enlist volunteers to assist with crowd control, and that barricading the surrounding streets and designating parking areas where the event will be held is part of their logistical planning. Of course, safety first. I've handled several festivals. Location is the first thing to consider, and how to close the street is also important. There are numerous planning and procedures involved. We prepare for a year before the actual event, Stewart said.